Right.
Hello and welcome back to the Intelligently Stupid podcast with me, Will, and...
Oh yeah, me, Matthew. I almost missed the prompt you were giving me there. But...
Yeah, I can't really like give you like a, you know, like a cue with my hand because...
No, because we're in completely different places.
We're over Skype, so yeah.
Yeah.
But that is, of course, assuming you listened to the last one, which, let's be honest, if you did... You probably gave up and decided not to ever to listen to us ever again.
Yeah, because it was a bit of a shambles. You can go back and listen to it, but you'll probably get bored.
No. Don't. Because if you do, they won't come back and listen to anything else.
That is a very, very, very good point.
So yeah, this time, I don't know if you noticed, but we made ourselves a little intro, yeah?
Yeah.
You don't want to know how long that took.
It did take quite a while.
But yeah, this marks the start of us doing it properly.
Yeah, we're going to turn over a new leaf and do this properly. Yeah. Or at least we're going to attempt to.
Yeah, we decided the last one was crap, so...
Yeah.
I don't know, we might... I was considering, you know, having this as the first one, but the problem with that would be nobody would ever know about the choke slams and the Beyblades.
Yeah. Choke slam. Yeah. We still haven't had that Beyblade match, we'll have to do that.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest. I haven't even looked for my Beyblades.
I don't have any. I don't think so.
I saw some in Tesco's the other day.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I was in there, you know, buying a movie, as you do. Yeah. First time ever there's, like, ever been a decent movie in Tesco's, but, you know.
Well, have you know, I've bought some decent movies from Tesco in the past.
Yeah, so have I. But the amount of times you go in there and it's like, all of this is just utter shit.
Yeah, I'll give you that. And the only good ones you've, like, seen.
Well, yeah. There's always those good ones that are you never see them in a shop.
Yeah.
The ones that are on TV, generally. That's probably because if they're on TV, you can watch them for free.
Yeah. I say like, Back to the Future, that's on, like, every 2 weeks.
Yeah, but that's in Tesco's as well.
Is it? How is that in Tesco?
It's in Tesco's. I'm thinking of things...
And Crocodile Dundee.
Yeah, that's cool.
Someone's on TV.
I'm thinking of The Rock, actually, because I think I might have seen it in HMV once, but that's before I saw it on TV. And then I decided it's my favourite film ever.
I don't know what my favourite film ever is. I don't really watch many films, but...
What?
That's
amazing.
My favourite ever film. I think Johnny English has got to be up there.
Not the second one.
Not the second one, no, because I haven't actually seen the second one. I probably should. It's one of those things.
You watch it and you think,
right, I'm gonna see that, and then you just kind of forget about it.
I thought
and
about
it's
that.
Cinemas, for, you think, I'm gonna buy it on DVD, and then you just forget about it.
I thought about that for Battleship. You know, Battleship that's out in the cinema right now. I was gonna go see that last night, but then I decided to go to Tesco's, go buy a film instead.
I don't think because
I didn't want to walk like a loner in the cinema.
I don't think it'll be that good either, to be honest.
It's going to be a standard alien invasion.
It's made by the same people that made Transformers. And let's be honest, I'm probably going to lose like any listeners that we do have when I say it, but the Transformers films were shockingly bad.
I've never seen them.
I think I watched a bit of the first one, and it was just boring.
All I know is they seem to have decent soundtracks. I mean, they've got...
Yeah, they've got Linkin Park. They've got a Linkin Park song for every
film.
They've
got Paramore in there.
I forgot Paramount. I know they've got a...
Yes, they have. That's where the song Monster was made. That's on the Transformers. And they've also got Avenged Sevenfold as well.
Have they?
So it's all good.
What song have they got
Almost
by
Easy.
I'm not insane, is it that one?
I'm not insane.
Yeah, that one. It's a good song, isn't that? Really good song.
It is. And if I had my guitar next to me, I would now suddenly start playing it.
Yeah, mine's in the other room. Oh, no, mine's behind me, but my amp's in a different room, so...
Yeah, and we don't really want to treat them to our musical gubbins, do we?
No, because it's...
Well, by them, I mean Tyler, the T-Man Allenson.
Well, we did treat them. We treated them to our musical gubbins last week.
Yeah, but that was after about 12 hours of post-production that I did on that song, to be honest.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Yeah, so... I think on with the first segment.
Okay, what are we going to have as our first segment?
I don't know. What did we have last week as our first segment? Because it can't be that, because otherwise that would make us look organized.
I think last week it was...
I think it was The World Would Be Better If, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was The World Would Be
Well,
Better.
We can't have that this week, because that makes us look organized.
We could have... what could we have? I've forgotten all the features.
We could be innovative and make up a new one right on the spot.
Yeah.
First world problems.
Right.
Basically, we just start debating about problems that obviously are only going to happen in the first world, that are basically pretty pathetic in relation to things like world poverty and stuff.
What do you think is a massive problem in the world today, then, Will?
The fact that you never, ever know if the fridge light is on or off.
Yeah, I have to say I have spent a great deal of time, like, looking as I close the fridge to figure out if the
light goes. Yeah, most people do that as a child. Matthew does it, you know, every week to this day.
Yeah.
But it's like a weekly occurrence. He just goes up to the
fridge.
It turns
off,
like,
but I don't
know. I'll get you this time.
I think it turns off, but I don't really
know. I'm going to Google it. Sort this once and for all.
Yeah, does the fridge light turn off?
The fridge light stay on? Does the fridge light stay on? This is Yahoo Answers. Other websites are available.
But Yahoo Answers is the best one.
I've been doing scientific studies on this matter. Actually, I've been sitting in front of the fridge opening and closing the door for 3 hours. And it's on every time he looks. And he thinks about taking all the beer out and getting inside.
What about when you close it?
Everyone else says it shuts off.
Well, you heard it here first, people. When you close the door on a fridge, the light inside...
I just said the fridge door shuts. No shit. it would be a pretty bad fridge if it didn't.
Yeah. So there, that's a revelation for you people out there in the world of the internet.
Yeah, have you got any first world problems that you've experienced?
I have.
Please do explain.
Why is it that hot dogs come in packages of 10, when hot dog buns only come in packages of 8.
Wow.
I'm going to be honest, I didn't have one. I was just making that up as I went along.
I could tell by the massive pauses you were putting in.
Yeah.
To be fair, disclaimer, apart from the usual language one we probably should have done, I've already sworn twice, haven't I?
Did you say?
Yeah. No shit.
Oh, yeah.
About twice.
Fair enough.
To be fair, we're just doing this right off the bat. No rehearsal here for this segment, anyway.
Nah.
It literally just came into my head. So, gotta give him a break there. But,
yeah.
And I'm filling whilst I think of an answer to your question. But I think it's because they either want you to buy enough that you get an equal amount of each, which would require you to have 80 hot dogs. or they expect that at least two people in your hot dog party will be fat and will want two hot dogs in their bun.
Or it's just so you have to buy two packets of buns.
Yeah, but that would annoy me.
Yeah.
I would have to buy 80 in that situation. So I had an equal amount.
Oh, hang on. We'll just stop the recording there. I'll just be a second.
Hello, I'm a little Irish leprechaun fella, and you're listening to the Intelligently Stupid Podcast.
I'll stop talking.
Okay, we are back after a short break.
I'm eating a wrap.
So am I. We've taken a break for food.
Om nom nom. What's in your wrap?
In my wrap, I have some ham.
Always a good start.
Some cheese, and some tomato sauce. Very, very nice.
Is it toasted? Like melted cheese? Or is it just like normal cheese?
Just cheese. Cathedral City. Other brands of cheese are available.
Wow.
I've got in my wrap ham.
Yeah, good start.
Cathedral City cheese.
Oh,
that's it.
Oh, with tomato sauce, that would just be so amazing.
As in, like, Heinz ketchup tomato sauce. Obviously, other brands are available, but...
Yeah, that kind of tomato sauce. It's really nice. You should try it.
No one thought it was, but still.
It is.
What now? What brand wrap? As in, like, the wrap material?
I'm not sure.
Well, I've got Tesco's.
It might be Tesco's, I don't know. It's got, like, herbs or something in the wrap, I don't really know.
Mine's just Tesco's plain.
Mm. I think it said on the packet something like something or other deli.
We really know how to live.
I think it was like...
We can't be bothered, can we?
I think it's like Mason Deli or something. I'm just going to Google it. No, it's not coming up with anything.
Sorry, what were you looking for?
I'm trying to think what it's called, my thing. And I'm...
Your wrap?
Oh, yeah, Mission Deli.
Right, Mission I've never Deli heard of wraps. That. Never heard of it.
Mission Deli wraps. Mission in your kitchen.
Oh, yeah.
.co.uk.
Forgot to tell you. Mm. I was playing Kerbal Space Program. Is it Kerbal? Kerbal Space Program.
Kerbal.
Yeah.
It's a great game.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm playing the free version because I haven't actually bought it yet.
Yeah, so am I.
and I nearly got my ship into orbit.
Yeah.
Because I'm cool like that. And unfortunately, I kind of miscalculated. And I managed to get halfway around the world, and that was, like, it. But...
Yeah. Have you been to the moon, or the mun, as it's called?
No, I haven't.
Mission in your kitchen.
Are you still looking that up?
Yeah, recipes. I want to see what's in my wrap.
I don't think you do.
Oh, no, these are things that you can make with it.
I was going to say, I don't think you do want to know.
A cheeseburger wrap! Wow, that looks like the most amazing thing ever.
What?
I'm going to link this to you. Oh my god. I seriously freaking want that. Hang on. I'm just going to link this to you. There you go. I know, that didn't... Is that actually sent it? I don't know, it's not...
Yes.
Ah, right. It is literally a cheeseburger in a wrap.
I'm loading now.
Breakfast palindo with fried egg and crispy bacon.
What the fuck is that?
Carrot and hummus wrap.
Why? What?
I'm reading all that? The different types of wraps that it suggests you could make. Bacon and maple syrup wrap. An avocado lover's wrap.
Yeah, but I'm just blown away by the... Who the fuck would just put a cheeseburger in a... What?
Who thought up the idea of that? That's what I want to know.
This goes against everything I believe in. I don't know why, it just does.
People be wanting to know what this is. Do you think... We'll put it as the picture for the episode. A cheeseburger wrap.
Can we do individual pictures for episodes?
I don't know. Some other podcasts do it, so I assume you can.
Well, it might just be worth just putting it up on the not the RSS feed, the place where we get the RSS feed from. I don't know.
Oh, the blog.
Yeah. Just put a link for it somewhere.
Mm.
We could put the link in the description of the podcast.
Yeah, we can.
We should probably do that. Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know if you've noticed, but I've
no, neither have I. I'm still eating. I've got some more stuff to eat as well. It's all very lovely.
You got more?
Mm.
What?
I've got a cup of tea, but that's a drink, straight speaking. this thing. I haven't tried it yet, but I'm skeptical.
A tap to drink from in the next room.
This is basically, it's like, it's in like a yogurt pot, but instead of there being a yogurt in it, there's like a cheesecake in it.
No, I don't like that. I don't like the sound of that.
I don't know, I haven't tried it yet, but we'll soon see.
Yeah. I'm just clicking through my tabs, all 1, 2, 3, 4,
5, 6, 7,
8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 tabs on Google Chrome.
I've closed all of mine apart from two.
What are they?
The two are missioninyourkitchen.co.uk.
I closed that.
And Our Media, because the first podcast is uploading.
I see. You shouldn't have said that.
I shouldn't, no. It's going to make
nice
it look horribly unprofessional.
You've now brought it out in the open that that the first podcast still isn't out as of 1834 on the 6th of May 2012.
Yeah, but nobody knows when we recorded the first podcast.
In April.
Well, it was the very end of April, but for all they know, until you just said that, we could have recorded it, like, 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, I know, that wouldn't have worked, because if we recorded it 5 minutes ago, I'm pretty sure we're more than 5 minutes in.
Fair point.
Yeah.
Fair play. I think we've had at least 5 minutes of us talking about wraps.
What's wrong with that? Everyone wants to hear what we eat in our wraps.
Yeah. If any listeners, if there are any, please send in what you eat in your wraps.
They're probably boring and eat sandwiches.
To youisnoob@live.co.uk. Or sandwiches. I'm open to sandwiches. I like my sandwiches.
Are you? You're open-minded.
Yeah.
You know what I do with a sandwich?
What?
I get toast. I put bread in a toaster, you know, how you make toast, yeah?
Is this going to be a toast sandwich?
No. Yeah. They are also nice, but still.
I haven't
tried that.
And then
I get cheese, just like normal, like, cut slices of cheese. Mm. Quite thick. About, I don't know, maybe half a centimetre thick. Yeah? Mm. I don't measure them, to be honest. And then you get this cheese, and you get your toast, and you put the cheese, that's not melted or anything, you just put the cheese inside the toast, and then, like, you just cut your sandwiches up, as you would, wait about a minute, and then eat it. It's the nicest thing
ever. It's basically like a cheese toaster, though, and you don't have to get that stupid toasted sandwich maker thing
and
out.
And you don't get, like, melted cheese all over you.
Because that thing takes, like, half an hour to clean every time you use it.
Which is why I don't have one. Mm. You see?
I do, but I haven't used it in, like, years. You've probably got, like,
see,
people
you've got to learn. You've got to learn. But this is how you save money. You learn to, like, live on nothing.
Have you tried a toast sandwich?
Yes, they're nice.
Because I've seen the idea, and I don't know, I kind of want to try one. But
right, actually, is toast sandwich the one with two bits of toast or two bits of bread?
I think it's two bits of bread.
Oh, no, I've had a bread sandwich then.
You've had a bread sandwich. Just to explain to listeners that don't know what a toast sandwich is, for a start, you're missing out.
Yeah.
And secondly, a toast sandwich, it's apparently the cheapest meal, like, on the planet. And what it is, you get two pieces of bread, well, actually three pieces of bread, you toast one of them, and butter the other two.
Or toast two, if you want to have a bread sandwich.
Oh, yeah, or if you want to mix it up a bit and have a bread sandwich. And then you get, well, that's not, that'd be bread toasty.
Okay, it's a bread toasty, okay.
Yeah, and then you get the two bits of bread that you haven't toasted, you put butter on them, and then you put the toast in between the bread. It's brilliant, whoever thought it up. I've just got onto this cheesecake thing, it's lovely.
Is it?
Mm.
Well, I'm just finishing my wrap now. And then I think it's time for another segment.
I think it is, yeah.
I don't know what we're going to do this week. Well, no, we've already done one that we just made up on the spot. I think we should do a bit of how much with a special guest.
With a special guest?
Yeah.
Who are we actually going to have as our special guest?
You know, he's small. Some people say he's a terrorist.
Oh, you're thinking Nicky.
Yeah, but that's mainly because he's quite tanned, and everyone just thinks he's a terrorist. Because,
yeah.
Well,
another thing I was thinking of doing,
I'm not,
maybe.
They are.
maybe doing later in the podcast, which I hope you'll agree with, is we need to get like a random person that we know and add them to the call and don't tell them.
And just see what happens.
That what we're doing is going to be put on the internet.
Okay, I'm up for that. We might do some of that later this podcast, actually.
Mm. Shall I end the recording here while we finish food?
No, just keep it going.
I'll keep it going.
That was very unprofessional. Just imagine that didn't happen.
Yeah, well, it won't be done.
I've now actually finished my food, so I'm now just waiting on you.
Mm. Give it a minute.
And I'm busy using every form of communication I can to try and get hold of Mr. Cross.
He's an elusive creature.
Or Zyra Error, as he likes to be called.
Yeah.
This week, anyway. He changes his name every week. He's one of those people that likes to go in clans and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't understand it myself.
No. But, he's on about Xbox name, by the way, or Gamer Tag, or whatever it's called these days.
He's called that on Skype as well.
Oh, yeah, he is, isn't he?
And I'm sitting here...
But he's always set to do not disturb permanently.
I know, he did that ages ago. And he's never come out of it, which is quite annoying because it means he doesn't get my messages.
I think it's when we like blew him up.
Yeah, I think it was. Yeah. Did we ever record that?
I don't think we did. No, I think we did, but it crashed.
I'm sitting here with my tin of guitar picks, and I cannot open it, and I don't know why.
It's weak.
No. It's dented. And I don't know why, but it's one of those ones you're just meant to, like, pull off. And it doesn't even turn round like it should, which means it's dented somewhere. Oh, you bloody... I'm just, like, trying to use a pen for no reason. You're just going to hear a swear word in a minute when I break something.
It's all good. It'll have an explicit tab.
Yeah. We kind of need one, to be honest. I mean, you haven't dropped a C-bomb this episode. Yet.
I haven't.
Yet.
I've got a new word to replace it so I don't have to bleep stuff out.
What is it?
Crunt.
Crumbs.
No, crunt.
Crud or crump?
Crunt.
Is that literally crunt. Just a C-bomb with an R in it?
Yeah, it's like cunt, only with an R in it. Oh god, I've just done it, haven't I?
Are you going to bleep that out or not?
Yeah, I will do. Or shall I leave it?
I don't know. Well, we've got an explicit tag, but that's still quite explicit, isn't it?
I love 8-bit like music from Game Boy games.
Why are you listening to 8-bit music?
Because I'm playing Super Mario.
What, on the computer?
Yeah.
Wow.
OnlineSuperMario.com. Help, Mario, come quick. The princess has been kidnapped.
Good.
I can't even hear you.
You can't hear me. Wow. There you go, listeners. This is what I get. We try to do a nice professional podcast, and he just goes, can't hear you.
Oh, you stupid! Ah!
Is this where your new word comes in?
Yes, crunt. Right.
I'm not actually ever going to say that, partly because it sounds stupid, but mainly because it's your word.
Oh, God. I'll just rage quit Super Mario.
I'm actually starting up Kerbal Space Program.
Kerbal Space Program, good.
I'm going to try and get a ship into orbit.
Okay.
Load spacecraft. Where's my liquid fuel?
We'll probably put a link to Kerbal Space Program in the...
Will we?
In the thing. Actually, okay. No, we won't. You can just Google it.
Just yeah, Google. It's you spell it KERBAL, and then it's just space program. Go.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is George Apatowoingo from Thorntacker. You are listening to the Intelligently Stupid Podcast.
Right, we're going to go into another segment. This one we did do last week.
And we have actually prepared this time.
Slightly, yes. Hopefully I won't forget it during all this... rigmarole before, but this is on...
Rickroll?
I said rigmarole, not rigmarole.
I just thought Rick Astley might be coming into it here.
Never gonna give you up.
Never gonna let you down.
Never gonna run around. desert you. Okay, we're going to stop
doing
that. We should
probably delete that.
No, we'll keep it. We'll keep it. Okay. Right, it's a classic. It's how much. Right, so I have a question for you, Will.
Oh, God.
That is, how much to flying headbutt the Queen of England?
This is obviously going to give me treason.
Yeah.
Is it on a special occasion, or do I actually have to infiltrate the Buckingham Palace?
It's a special occasion.
Is she? What's she doing?
Where is she? She's come round to your house for tea and scones.
It's scones. Forget out. So she's round at my house. What's the security detail like?
Security detail. There isn't any security. Well, there's Prince Philip, but I don't think he's really security.
He's just racist.
He's just racist.
Okay.
He's just come round to your house for tea.
How much does it cost for a plane ticket out of the country?
How much does it cost? What country are you thinking of going to?
Something that won't deport me.
Cuba?
Yeah, Cuba.
And what airline?
Whatever gets me out the fastest.
Okay, let's how much is a plane ticket to Cuba?
I'm intrigued about how if you actually pay me, how you're going to get the Queen to come to my house.
I don't know. It's an imaginary scenario here.
Okay. So this one.
Low cost flights to Cuba.
Yeah, that'll do.
You can go to Quetzalcoatl.
Right. Okay. That sounds fine. Unless that's not actually in Cuba.
Flights to K.O. Coco.
What's wrong with Havana?
K.O. Is that a reference to Black Ops?
No, because that's the capital of Cuba, you retard.
Is it? I don't know. I've never been to Cuba.
Right, £552.
Right, London to K.O. Coco. With a return ticket.
No, I want one way, thank you very much.
I don't know how to do that.
Right, look, it's £552. So I would like £552, please.
£552.
Because I want 500 grand, and then I want to be able to get there.
Yeah, fair enough, I can understand that.
I want the 552 in advance. In fact, I want the plane ticket in advance.
I really want to see you flying ahead but the Queen now.
Well, you better get a saving.
Yeah, I will get saving.
How much would it cost me to get you to walk into a bank with a ski mask and just be a law-abiding citizen?
Just pay some money in or something?
Yeah. Maybe pay some money into an account that's not even yours. Just say you're like refunding them because you robbed them.
Okay, without the robbing bit.
Yeah. Well, that was a joke.
500 quid?
500 quid and you'd do it.
Yeah.
Another completely unrelated question. How long before they sound the silent alarm, do you think?
I don't know. As soon as I walk in with a ski mask, perhaps. I'm not sure.
Probably.
As long as I'm not, like, pointing a machine gun at them. Or waving a cutlass around.
A cutlass?
Or, like,
I don't think they'd be that scared of a cutlass.
Or attacking them with nunchucks, like a ninja.
I don't think they'd care about that, because they are behind a bulletproof screen.
Fair enough. Well, then they wouldn't care about a machine gun either, would they?
Well, they will. Because the thing is, the security have guns, and you can shoot security, but the security can shoot you before you hit them with a cutlass.
Fair enough.
And, in fact, just unrelated note, how much extra would it cost me to get you to go in there with a cutlass and act like a pirate? Forget the ski mask. Just go in there with a cutlass and, like, a pirate outfit on.
Well, it is
like,
an offensive weapon.
And talk like a pirate whilst you're in there.
If it was, a foam cutlass, It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right, fine. How much?
See, 400.
400 to walk into a bank like dressed like a pirate. That's a rip-off.
Would you go lower?
Yes, I would. 150.
150?
Yeah.
125.
100.
You win. Not going any lower. You win there.
That's right. 100 plus the cost of all the equipment.
Oh. Yeah, you win still.
What the hell is this? 32-inch laser saber lights up your Star Wars dreams, burns the curtains.
What? Where are you seeing this?
Engadget.
Link me.
Hang
now.
On a second.
Just
right,
say
so don't duel with them. Hang on, I'm just
no.
It now.
Don't duel with them. Oh. We'll have to make do with Beyblades then. If we can't duel with lightsabers. How much are they? That's an important question.
I don't know, but they will set fire to things.
Awesome.
It's the most powerful laser you can legally own, apparently.
Awesome. Right, anyway. Will, how much... This is... I'm just going to squeeze in an Anchorman reference here. How much to drop kick your dog off a bridge?
No, it just wouldn't happen.
No, it wouldn't happen.
No. What about not you?
Not even for, like, £6 billion.
No.
No.
In fact, alright, is my dog already dead?
No.
No.
Okay.
Because I'm like that.
I don't think I would either. That's that done. But it might live.
What, like Baxter?
Yeah, like Baxter. It depends on what bridge it is as well, if it's just like a little bridge.
Yeah, but you're still drop kicking a dog.
Fair point. My dog's quite heavy, I don't think I would be able to drop kick it.
Me neither. How much is it? I'm looking it up now, this laser. $100?
$100.
Oh.
Are you fucking serious?
No, I'm not. Sorry, it's about $1,000.
Oh. Okay, maybe I'm not going to get one then. Oh, wow. It does look... They do look amazing.
I know. Right, I'm buying...
You enjoyed all those not-at-all tiresome May the 4th be with you tweets yesterday.
Look at the video.
No, I haven't done.
Look at the video.
Oh, Jesus, that's loud.
Yes, it is, isn't it? Are we still recording this, just out of interest? I think after this, we'd better, like, cut to a liner or something.
Sorry, Will, I can't hear what you're saying. It's
yeah,
just
don't worry. I'm just covering for you so we don't look like a load of retards when we play this back. To be honest. Because, you know...
Okay, I'm going to pause that, but that is amazing.
It is. I think we should cut to a liner now.
Cut to a liner. Sounds good. Sounds very good indeed.
Hello. This is Her Royal Highness, Queen of England and all her colonies. And I enjoy listening to the intelligently... stupid podcast. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, Will, one thing I was thinking of doing is doing perhaps a special podcast at some point in which we play, drum roll please. I don't know if you can hear that.
I could do a better one second.
Yeah, I can hear that one. Dungeons and Dragons. Hey.
I've played the board game. What? Well, how's this going to work?
That's effectively
are we going to sit in the same room and just play the board game?
No. Well, we'll do it over Skype, but we're going to have to need some other. We'll have to need some other people. You don't really need the board. We'll have to need some other people because I'm not DMing because I want to fuck around a bit. But look,
I played it once, so I have no idea what the hell you're on about. Going to be honest.
Oh right. Well, anyway, let's make some characters. I'll link you the thing.
What? There's an online character thingy.
Yes,
it
is.
It sounds awesome.
It's a D&D character generator.
Link it. I want to see this.
Yeah, I have done. I just sent you it.
All right. Yeah. Got it. Right. It's like a scroll. Wow.
Yeah. So you enter your character name.
Rekito. Player. Player name. Can I have just the same thing?
Yeah, I'm doing that. Right, I'm going to be a gnome bard.
I'm going to be an elf. I'm going to be an elf.
You're going to be an elf.
Yeah.
Awesome. What class are you going to play?
Ranger or rogue? Which one? Ranger.
Ranger, yeah. Elf. It'll be good to have a practical class rather than a bard. I'm just there for encouragement.
I might do something really stupid and just go like, I don't know, druid or monk.
They're not too bad, they're good for healing, so.
I might get like a bulletproof monk.
That's a good film, is that?
I know, that's why I said it. Screw it.
My gnome warrior is gonna worship god of magic.
Alignment. Oh god, what the hell is all this? What help with alignments? I have no idea what I'm doing.
Oh god.
Hang on. Good character would usually not steal or kill without a good reason.
Make yourself neutral good. That's the way forward, I think.
I was going to go with true neutral, actually.
Yeah, because I can't go, like, for example, I can't go lawful good because I'm a gnome. Gnomes can't be lawful for some reason.
I'm assuming elves can't be unlawful.
Right.
Where's true neutral? So, or do I literally just not do anything?
True neutral would just be... just go on true neutral.
Well,
and then
what
you
about
can
religion?
Choose religion, that's just the religion. I don't actually know what difference that makes. Oh, apparently it's a minor role in your quests. Not that important.
Gonna go with... Might go for God of Dwarves, even though let's go with God of Elves.
Right, I'll go with God of... No, I'm gonna go with God of Magic. Right, roll your scores. You can keep re-rolling your scores as long as you like.
Roll scores. Whoa, what?
The thing is, you usually do this with dice, but we're just going to do it with this.
What about these levels at the beginning?
What about these levels? I don't understand those, so I'm just going to leave them all at one, because they don't want to give us an unfair advantage.
Okay. I got some... I got strength 14.
Yeah, you can re-roll them as much as you like.
Well, so hang on a minute. How does this sound to you for a ranger, okay? Strength 14, Dexterity 15, Constitution 12, Intelligence 9, Wisdom 9, Charisma 12, and I've got some modifiers as well.
Basically, as long as you've got, like, really high
dex,
then you're good. Like, for example, because I'm a bard, I want high Charisma, which
I've
got.
Well, 15, is that high?
Yeah. Yeah, because it's out of 20. Because if
that'll do.
I think is it out of 20? I'm not sure what it's out of. I don't know. Right.
Ability score.
Now, skills. Go on.
Score be within the range of 3 to 18?
Oh, 3 to 18, yeah.
Come on, 15, that'll do.
Yeah, my highest is 16, which is Charisma. Right, go select skills.
Yeah.
Right.
What the hell is this?
These are your skills. The ones in green are the ones that will be easier to train. Due to your class or race or whatever.
Okay.
And you've got 40 points and you've got to spread them.
I only have 20.
Do you? Hang on.
Skill points, 20.
Change that
to 40? Because I can.
Oh, you can you? Yeah, change it to 40. Because I haven't... It might have something to do with what you... It might have something to do with your alignment or something. I don't even know. Just put it on whatever mine's on. Then we'll do it out of 40. Right,
I've
only
got 8 left. What's going on? I've used 3, 6, 8. add 4, 12, and I've got 8 left. Oh, I'm only allowed 20.
Oh, it gives me 40. It might have something to do with classes and stuff. And race and things. But you'll, like, have different things that you're good at.
I'm assuming, what happens if I put more than 1 point into some of those?
Nothing, you can just only go up to 4, as far as I'm aware.
Yeah, but does it help if I put in 4?
Yeah, it means you're better at that skill, I think.
Right, I see.
One would assume.
So I'm not very good at jumping, then?
No. But when are you going to want to jump? Unless you're a freaking badass and want to, like, long jump out of situations. Right. Like, for example,
I've done that.
What skills have you got green in? Because I think you'll have a completely different skill list for a
climb.
Start. Climb, yeah.
Concentration.
Craft.
In fact, I don't really want that many in craft, to be honest.
I've got those. Like, for
handle
example,
animal.
I don't have green and handle animal.
I don't know if that's any use. Might be. I'll put a point in it because I haven't got anything. Hide. Should probably put a point in that. Jump. Knowledge dungeoneering, knowledge geography, knowledge nature, listen, move silently.
Sleight of hand, does that make you reload faster?
I don't know, but I put 4 points in survival. I think that's a little excessive.
I've put 4 in diplomacy, but that's because
I've got diplomacy in red. No, I don't.
Because it's because you're a ranger and I'm a bard. So
I might go with knowledge geography. That might be an idea.
Yeah.
I don't even know what
to do myself.
Right, select feats.
Knowledge local, so we know where we're going, and knowledge nature.
I've got 1 feat point.
Oh, hang on. Just give us a second while I finish doing my things and we'll get to them. I've still got 19 points left. I'm going to give myself some skill in tumble, because why the hell not?
So you can fall over and be cool.
Give myself 4 in spellcraft, 3 in speak language. I don't know what profession is supposed to be, but I'll put 2 in that. Knowledge, nature.
Yeah, I got green in profession. I didn't put anything in it.
Knowledge, architecture, dungeoneering. Just give myself lots of knowledge.
I've only got geography.
Climb.
Does that mean I've got a GCSE in geography?
Probably. Right, there. That's that done. Right. What's next? Feats. Select feats.
We've got 1 feat point.
Yeah, because it gives you 1 to start off with in armour proficiency light. Or at least it does for me. I think it depends on your...
Yeah, I've got armour proficiency light as well. Oh, and I've got something
a lot of these things.
Martial weapon proficiency, like a boss.
Oh, I don't have anything
and
in
And simple
any.
Weapon proficiency. And that's it. I might put something in...
Oh yeah, I've got one in simple.
Acrobatic or agile.
Shield. I think, you might want, like, archery, anything to do with archery, really.
Enlarge spell.
That could be quite useful for me, seeing as I'm a gnome.
You trying to say something?
Oh, God.
That took you a while. Far shot, that sounds good. Let's put that in. This feat requires point blank shot, eh? So where's point blank shot? Because I'll get that. I'll get...
Nimble fingers.
Or I can get rapid reload or rapid shot. God, they sound interesting.
Yeah.
But point blank shot sounds good, so I'm going to have that.
Toughness, track, whirlwind attack. Sounds cool. I don't know what it does, but it sounds awesome.
Well, I'm ready when you are to go on to the next section.
I'm going to go on persuasive, because that is the nature of my character. My character's good at dialogue and not a lot else.
Okay. So I've got to basically be your tank, even though I'm a ranger.
Well, we're going to have a couple more people in the party, probably, when we do it.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Right, equipment. Or is that... Oh, no, bonus feats is next, isn't it?
Yeah, bonus. No, my class doesn't receive any.
Neither do I.
Oh, right. Okay.
Equipment.
Money,
150. Bloody hell.
Right, what am I going to give myself?
Right, I need a bow.
Weapons. Oh, my God.
What?
You can have nunchucks.
What?
I'm getting nunchucks.
Where? Oh, there they are.
I'm having nunchucks, and I'll have 2 throwing axes.
Bastard sword.
I'm gonna have two throwing axes as well.
Where the hell is like bow?
Bow, short bow, longbow. Composite, longbow, composite.
Which one do I want?
I don't know.
Comp short bow, I'll go with.
Longbow composite's probably the best one, but it's a lot of money.
100, yeah. Then I need ammo, don't I? Arrows.
I'm just gonna have leather armor. Oh crap, I've run out of money.
How much are your nunchucks?
Oh, hang on, no, I might not have done it. Leather. Oh no, I haven't run out of money, it's just mastery costs a lot.
Why are you getting mastery?
Because I wanted it, but because I didn't know what it did, but it costs a lot, so don't.
I'm going to get a short bow, because it's cheap. What does mastery even do?
I don't know, but I can't afford it.
I don't have enough funds to buy any mastery.
Neither do I, so I'm not going to. Right, my armour, I'll just have basic leather.
Should I get, like, a dagger as well, do you think?
Yeah, I've got two throwing axes and some nunchucks, because I'm freaking hardcore like that.
Dagger punching? That sounds good.
Yeah, that sounds cool. I don't know what it is, though.
I'm going to punch you with a dagger, and it only costs me two.
Armour, leather, gear and tools.
Chain shirt's expensive. Damn it.
Right, I'm going to get a sun rod. I'll get a couple of sun rods. And I'll get... Oh, obviously I've got to get a musical instrument, because I'm a bard.
What the hell's... Hang on, I need to go buy some arrows. I forgot to buy arrows. I've spent 10 on arrows, so I've got 200 arrows. Will that be enough?
Yeah, that'll be plenty, I would think.
Do you think I should do with a backpack, are we thinking?
Yeah, I'm getting a backpack.
Bedroll?
Yeah, that's always a good choice.
What the hell's a block and tackle?
No idea. I'll get a flint and steel.
I'll get some firewood. For 10 days.
God, that's gonna weigh a lot.
£200. I'm getting a crowbar.
Cool.
Grappling hook? Sounds legit. Seems legit. Do you need an ink pen, by any chance?
Yeah, I'll get them, in case I feel like writing any songs.
Oil.
Where's ink?
Right next to ink pen.
Ink and ink pen?
Yeah. Pouch, belt pouch, yes. Signet ring, sounds cool.
Yeah, I don't know what all of these are. I know what a sun rod is, and I've got a couple of those. The sun rod's basically like a glorified glow stick. So if we feel like having a rave, I've got it.
Okay, sounds good. Smoke stick, is that basically a flare?
Yeah, I'd assume so.
Let's get one of them.
Well, I think bards can probably have a flare spell, but I don't know. Right, clothes.
Hang on, I haven't finished yet.
Yeah. Actually, I should probably get some more stuff. I don't know. I'll get a spell book.
Holly and mistletoe, no. Don't think we're going to need that. A sack. Can't go wrong with a sack. Rations. Get 5 of them.
Oh, yeah, rations is a good idea.
I've no idea if we're going to need any of this.
I don't know.
Have you got a lantern?
No.
I'll get one.
Right.
I've got one. Fish hook. Let's get a fishing net, because we're probably going to need to fish at some point.
I think I might have one of those.
Have you got a chain?
Chain? No, I don't.
10-foot chain? Do you think it's going to be any use?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Right, I'll leave it there.
Unless we feel like doing a bit of bondage.
No, I'm alright, thanks. Right, clothes.
D&D goes Brokeback Mountain.
Oh, God. I'm going to go with Explorer's outfit.
Oh, yeah, outfit. Hang on. What shall I get? Oh, actually, I'm just going to get another thing. I'm going to get... I think you can get a disguise kit or something. Yeah, I'm getting a disguise kit.
Do you think I need to? No, I'll just shoot them with my bow.
I'm nunchuck them.
I have 40 money.
Right, we're back again.
Alright, okay. Have they missed anything?
No, they haven't missed anything. Missed about 3 seconds of audio, if that.
Okay.
Because it pops up and tells me when it's...
Right, we're buying a warship when we have 25,000. It's got to be done.
Right, what clothes are you getting?
I've got Explorer.
Yeah, what's cheap?
Cheap? artisan's outfit, yeah, or traveler's outfit. Like, they're literally one.
Yeah, I'll get that. Mounts and travel.
I've got 40 money. Are you getting riding dog?
Riding dog. That's quite a lot, actually, surprisingly. That's like
badass.
All the money we started off with could go on a riding dog.
Right, I'm going on with a guard dog and a donkey.
All right. Oh, have you got a donkey? I'll take mine off then. You might want to get some feed.
No, I'll get the guard dog, you get the donkey.
Right.
Do you want to get some saddlebags for your donkey as well?
Yeah.
I've still got 22 money to go spend, so...
I've got 19.3.
Ah! I've got more than you.
Right, let's spend this money. Ooh, we'll get some feed.
I've just bought some more arrows.
I've bought 3 days worth of donkey feed.
Mm-hmm.
We get a healer's kit. Oh no, I don't have enough money for that.
I might get some scale mail armour. Instead of my...
I'm gonna get a
I can get a shield.
No, I'm not gonna get a... Yeah, get a shield.
No, actually, that's a bad idea.
Oh yeah, because you've got a bow. And I've got nunchucks, so I can't exactly...
So if I've got 17.2, add 25, that's not enough for scale mail. Damn it. Might get some spike gaunt. No, let's not get spike. Caltrop.
We need to get saddle for the donkey. Do we have a riding saddle or a pack saddle?
Depends. Do you want to walk or do you want to ride it?
We'll walk.
Yeah, get a pack saddle.
Because a gnome riding a donkey is going to look a bit odd.
So's an elf. Let's be honest.
Yeah. I don't know. Could a donkey like lift an elf? They're quite tall. She's got to weigh a fair bit.
Yeah. Have you got any stuff? No, never mind. Okay, how much... I'm going to keep my $11.
Money. Yeah, I'm going to keep my 14. Right.
Is it dollars?
I don't know. Just
it's
close that.
Character. Is that what we're doing now?
Yeah. That's just your armour and your shield. So, leather.
And I don't have a shield.
No, neither do I.
Select languages.
Right, I'm going to have... I've got to have common and gnome, obviously.
I've got common and elven, and I've got other language points.
Oh, I've got four. So...
Because you're a bard, that's
right. What we're likely to come across? Goblins.
Yeah, I was going to say goblins.
Dwarves, because dwarves are cool. Yeah, orc, why not? Halfling.
They're hobbits, basically. They can speak English.
Okay, I've got two... I think I'm out of language points.
I could take... Oh no, I'm not allowed. I have this language naturally. I just tried to take it off common. Right. Select spells.
Yeah.
Select your spells. Class's spells will be automatically selected. Cool.
I've got four spells to learn. In fact, actually, hang on. I'm going to re-roll my scores. I'm going to give myself some more wisdom so I can get some more spells.
Might re-roll so I get some more decks. Can I just re-roll constantly?
Yeah, you can re-roll as many times as you like. What does constitution do?
Health.
Oh, right. Maybe
I'm assuming it's health.
Maybe minus
God,
4.
They're good, right?
Modifier isn't good.
Strength 16, dex 14, constitution 11, intelligence 12, wisdom 13, charisma 15. Except now, I want a nice modifier in my... Dex.
Right, that's good. Oh, I could do with some more charisma, though.
That's nice. I'm going to go with that. Can I get some more languages? No. Can I get some more spells? No. Extra
notes. I don't know if that actually does affect it.
Do I need to put any notes in? Here you can make notes about your game, and for example, names of important people, places to go to, or other reminders. No, I don't think I need to.
No, because we haven't started any games yet. Right, select spells. No, it doesn't give you any more spell points. That was a waste of time. Right, I'm going to have... No, I don't need summon instrument because I've got one. So I'm going to have... Days. Have we got a flare?
I think I got one. Well, did I say... Let me just go check. Select equipment. Where is it all gone? Oh, God. It seems to have reset.
Oh, God. Just...
And I've only got 120 money this time. Go check your equipment.
No, I don't want to anymore.
Quick character. Yeah, we have to go through equipment again.
Oh, God, why did you make me open it? I've only got 120 this time. Right, I'm going to keep reopening it until I've got more money. 100. 100.
Everything's been redone. I think it's because we re-rolled the scores.
No.
This is your fault.
Yeah, it is.
We have to go through back to the skill points as well. And I've only got 36. Oh, no, that's more than I had last time.
I've got 24, which is more than I had last time. Right. Should we just cut the recording here and come back when we've redone everything?
Yeah.
Hello! Oh, that's the wrong fucking voice. It has come to the point in the podcast once again where we do something that's somewhat more serious. Where one of us reviews a game or a movie or something like that that we've seen recently.
Any form of entertainment media.
Yes, any form of entertainment. And it's my turn this week.
Yes, it is, because I did it last week. Yeah. I reviewed Mass Effect for PC. Go and check it out.
Right, I'm going to review this week Fable 3 for Xbox 360.
Other platforms aren't available, are they?
No.
It's for PC, isn't it?
No, I don't think it is.
I think it is.
It's certainly not PS3, anyway. I can tell you that. It's made by the lovely people at Lionhead and Microsoft Game Studios.
Yeah, it is for PC as well.
Yeah, it won't be for PS3 because it's Microsoft Game Studios, so it's never going to be.
Yeah, I know.
It's rated PEGI 16. Contains violence.
Which basically means nothing.
And online play. It's a game where you take the role of, if I can remember the story from when I played it.
Have you not played this in a long time?
No, I haven't played it in that long, in a while. But I believe it's some form of royalty, and you are forced out of your kingdom because your brother is on the throne and he's a bit of an arse, really.
He's a bit of a dick.
And then you form like an alliance against him, come back, and like smash his face
and fuck shit up.
Yeah, that's a bit of a spoiler, really, and you end up being king.
Oh, good effort! You've just handed out spoilers to everyone that's might.
Well, it's slightly obvious. You can kind of figure it out after like the first hour of gameplay.
Yeah, how long is the campaign? Just out of interest.
Oh, it's This is my one real fault with this game. It's a really, really good game, but it's really short. It's really, really short. I completed it in 2 days.
Ouch.
Of when I got it. And that was with me running around messing about. To be honest.
So, it's probably... do you think it's shorter than your average COD campaign?
Probably.
They're short.
Let's put it this way. Well, it'll take you a while if you, like, mess around and do things as well. But if you were to speedrun it, you could probably do it in, like, 3 hours. You could probably speedrun it in about 3 hours.
Ouch. That's bad. That is bad. Because there's not...
It's an open world game. So you do spend a lot of time just messing around. But, like I say, if you were to just go straight through the story, absolutely speedrun it, it'll only take you a few hours. Yeah, that's my one complaint that I do have with it. But otherwise, it's a really, really good game for fans of any other Fable games. Anything of that nature.
I think fans of Skyrim would like it. I don't own the game.
It's not really very similar to Skyrim at all, if I'm particularly honest.
Oh yeah, by the way, everybody, it's 1846, the day after we recorded some stuff the other day.
Yeah, but you didn't tell them what we recorded the other day.
The other half of the podcast where I mentioned the time before.
Yeah, and it was 18 something, I think.
Yeah, but I'm just pointing out the 7th.
Yeah, but the time you did it, I could easily just cut all of this out.
Right, I'm just going to ruin it.
So that they would never know that it's been like a conversation that's been split over 2 days.
A conversation?
However, I may actually leave this in because it might be quite funny.
Yeah, I think it might be funny, to be fair.
But anyway, yeah. Fable 3... To be honest, go out and buy it, you might as well, because it came out like a year ago, so it's bargain bucket price now. And then
yeah, it was like £10 when I just
after you play it, like, trade it in, because you're not going to get much replay out of it, if I'm honest.
Oh, are you not?
No. I have to admit, I might trade it in, because I did buy it when it was like the full £40 when it first came out, and it was a bit of a waste of money.
Yeah. I mean,
it was a good, like, weekend.
What was the last game I bought on release?
And that was the only entertainment game they...
Must have been Battlefield.
Last game I bought on release, oh god. I don't know what the last game I bought on release was.
I bought Battlefield day one.
Oh, I did buy something day one. Oh, I bought Skyrim day two.
That counts.
It was supposed to be day one, but then they'd run out of stock. So I had to get it day
two. Would you like to know the other game I bought day one?
What?
Before Battlefield, the last game I bought day
one. Oh, it was Reach, wasn't it?
No, whoa. No, that was, well, I did, but yeah. That was ages ago. Portal 2, I pre-ordered.
Oh, yeah,
because I'm a Portal fan.
Yeah, I've got that.
Also, this is pretty bit of a shameful admission, but Lego Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, that's a good game, though.
It is.
Very good
it's
game.
Amazing. Replay value is actually pretty good, to be fair.
Is it?
Yeah.
I find the Lego games do have a certain amount of replay value, because you will go for 100% completion.
I'm on,
and
like,
it 85%. It will take over your life.
It will.
I did it on Lego Star Wars 1. I did 100% completion.
So did I. I didn't bother with Lego Star Wars 2. Up to 100%. I also had the first Lego Indiana Jones, and I can't remember why I got rid of it.
I've never played the Indiana Jones ones.
You had machine guns.
I played the Star Wars one. I've played all the Star Wars ones.
Did you play the Batman one?
No.
I never played that.
I played the first two Star Wars ones completely. I refused to buy 3 because it had exactly the same content in it as the first two.
I got that for DS at some point when I was using the DS.
And then I played a little bit of the Clone Wars one.
I never played that.
At a friend's house. It was okay.
Never played the Batman one. Played the first Indiana Jones one. Saw the Pirates of the... I'd sold all my Lego Star Wars games ages ago, and just all the Lego games, and then I saw Lego Pirates of the Caribbean.
Well, I think I've probably still got mine, but they are for PlayStation 2, so I can't exactly play them.
And at this, when I found out Lego Pirates of the Caribbean was coming out, this was the point where I was, like, obsessed with Pirates of the Caribbean, so I was like, must have this game.
Yeah.
And I kind of wanted a Lego game again, to be honest. So... Actually, I think I bought Lego Indiana Jones on release as well, but that was years ago. Years ago, actually. Yeah, that was ages ago.
I don't generally buy games on release, if I'm honest.
Depends on the game.
I usually wait until, like...
Halo 4 is being pre-ordered.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to either pre-order it or get it on release day.
I'm going to pre-order it, but I'm going to wait until I know... There will be pre-order bonuses. I'm calling it now, right?
But you're gonna wait and see if they're what they are.
Yeah, and see if they're worth it. And if so, what they are.
It's the only issue with pre-ordering. You've got the chance of getting the game early, but you've also got a chance of getting the game late.
True. If the game's released on a Monday, you are likely to get it the Friday beforehand.
Yeah, which is a win.
But in fact, it's released. I think this is right. I'm off to go check my sources, i.e. Amazon. Right, but last
if it's released on a Saturday, then it's not happening. Because there's no post on a Sunday.
Halo 4. Oh, that's Halo 3. I want Halo 3. I want Halo 4.
I was going to say, been there, played that.
Oh, God, the release days jumped miles in front of what it was. It was going to be... New Year's Eve.
Oh, what is it now?
I'm just checking the date now.
Well, you can't release a game on New Year's Eve.
It's after Christmas, so I thought it was a bit weird.
No, but the reason you can't release it on New Year's Eve is because it's New Year's Day the next day, so nobody can go and buy it because none of the shops are open.
Tuesday, November the 6th. In fact, hang on.
November the 6th. What day of the week is that?
Tuesday. That is, in fact...
That's okay.
365 days... is it 1 year or 2 years since Reach? It's two, isn't it?
Yeah,
so that's 2 years to the day.
No, it's not. Reach was September the 14th.
Was it September? Oh, not November.
Oh, I was going to say,
how sad am I? No, the very low release date.
But it was a Tuesday as well.
Yeah.
I'm cool with that.
It was a Tuesday. Was it you that like didn't get it for ages?
No, I pre-ordered it. I got it on the day.
Oh, no, it was
It
Paul,
arrived like
Paul
11
that
o'clock.
You pre-ordered and it took forever to come, wasn't it?
Who?
There was something that you pre-ordered and it took ages and ages to come. You. I'm sure there was. I think it might have been Portal.
Yeah, it was Portal.
Yeah.
Well, also, Bullet for my Valentine's album, Fever. That was a week late. I wasn't impressed.
It's quite a good album, though. It's worth the wait.
Yeah.
I can feel your fever taking over me. And now, like, everybody's just stopped listening, if they were listening. Mind you, we did sing a bit of Rick Astley. And I think a bit of Avenged Sevenfold.
Yeah, we sang Avenged Sevenfold. I don't remember Rick Astley. Oh, yes, I do.
Yeah.
Reach is 16 quid now.
16 quid. You see, that's what I like. The Halo games actually go down in value. So you can, like, get them... Why
Unlike
is,
other or, games franchises we know.
Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Sorry, what?
Why doesn't Call of Duty go down in price? I mean, like, COD 4...
Duty. That's because they know people are going to buy them anyway.
COD 4, I accept that's a really, really good game. But how long has it been out for? Like, probably like 5 years or something.
Right. Here's the COD stuff. Call of Duty 4, buy new, £27.42.
Yeah. It's £22 in Tesco.
I know. COD 5, £16.94.
Well, that's gone down more, but then it wasn't as good a game.
COD 6, £15.50.
See, that's gone down more. I think the reason that Call of Duty 4 stays up is because it's just such a good game.
COD 7, £19.50. Modern Warfare 3, or COD 8, as I like to call it, £27.99.
Where's this from?
Amazon.
Fair enough.
Black Ops 2... which hasn't been released yet, and it's not the release date hasn't even been announced. Pre-order for £42.95, which is probably cheaper than it's going to be for a long while.
Yeah, because like in Tesco, it's still like £40 as Modern Warfare 3.
It was 27.
Black Ops was like £40 until like a few weeks ago, and it went down to like 18.
Because
it went in the bargain bit.
I don't think they're that good anymore. They're just the same game.
Yeah, every year.
Yeah, there's hardly any innovation at all.
Hello.
In Modern Warfare 3, fair enough, they were like, oh yes, you can have strike packages now, which are completely different to killstreaks. Basically, they're killstreaks where you don't actually have to get a killstreak, you can just die.
Mm. Well, one of them is, anyway, I think.
One of the strike packages. But yeah, you can still get an Osprey that come and drop you packages whilst it defends them for you. Which can be anything, i.e. you can get, like, any of the things that you do need a killstreak for. It drops, like, 4 care packages.
Well, you can't get a MOAB from it, but...
Yes, you can.
Can you?
I think.
Because you didn't used to be able to get nukes from care packages.
MOAB, I can't get that anyway.
That's basically the equivalent of the nuke.
I know, I don't like that either. The nuke just ends the game, and I don't think that's cool.
No, it seems fairly odd. Modern Warfare 2, the game where the only objective was to nuke yourself. That was the prime objective, was to nuke yourself.
Mind you, they were going to have a game mode called Global Thermonuclear War, which is where it was...
Wow!
You fight over a single objective in the middle of the map, and it's basically a nuke. And if you control it, when you control it, it's like King of the Hill sort of thing. It counts down. And then when it gets to zero, whoever controls it wins, and it just blows everyone up.
You see, that would have been good. Mainly because of the title.
Yes. And I'd be sitting playing that instead of Mosh Pit.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I don't play anything, because I don't actually have that game.
I think it's better than Black Ops, personally.
I prefer Black Ops.
The only decent thing about Black Ops is it has zombies in it.
And ballistic knives.
I suppose.
And tomahawk.
And napalm. That's cool.
Yeah. Right.
You got Harrier strikes in Modern Warfare 2.
That was the game review.
Oh god, yes.
Well, what used to be the game review, but we kind of went on a bit of a...
Just like a game debate.
Yeah, quite a large
tangent.
We should
do that more often.
Yeah, I think we'll wrap that segment up there.
Alright then. Sounds fine with me.
You have reached the end of the Intelligently Stupid Podcast.
Oh no!
Number 2.
Yeah, it's the second one. Yeah.
The sequel.
The sequel to the rubbish one.
Yeah. I think this sequel might actually be better than the one before it.
Well, that makes a change, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's rather unusual.
Crap. Let's see. What else is a sequel? Well, no, the Lord of the Rings sequels were quite good.
Yeah.
And the sequels to Star Wars were. The prequels were awful.
God, they were horrible. They were horrible. Especially the episode one. It's one of the worst films ever.
Mission Impossible 2. That was a good film. And so,
Back to the Future 3. That was not very good at all.
In fact, Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol, which is basically Mission Impossible 4, that's the best one, I think.
Mm. Okay, so maybe sequels can be better than the first. We certainly hope so, because the first,
if this is worse
than the first one, then God help you. And how have you got this far?
Yeah. Why are you still listening? Well, I suppose if you did like it, tell everybody, you know.
Yes, spam it everywhere.
We still need material, so if you could contact us, you know, like suggestions for any of our segments, or just general stuff to talk about.
Should we set up a proper email for the podcast later?
No, because I will never check it.
Well, I will, then. We'll set up the Intelligently Stupid Podcast at gmail.com.
Okay, but...
Will be all one word, the Intelligently Stupid Podcast. I'll set that up as soon as I finish this recording.
All right, sounds good. Yeah, so you don't actually... Now, if anybody sends emails to me now, I'm going to assume they're to me.
Yeah.
Not to the podcast.
Mm.
Oh, well, it'll be fine.
It'll be fine.
I just realised I've given one of my personal email addresses out to technically the world.
Well, that's really your spam message email.
Yeah, it is. My personal one, you never get
Don't
that.
Read it, don't read it.
My personal one, and then I would just like to say it out loud. No, I'm not that stupid.
Goodbye, listeners.
No, listener.
Listener.
Goodbye.